go to the lines on KSFO. We begin with a gentleman who has been listening to this program really since we began. We refer to him as Farah, our brother. Farah, how are you tonight? And I'm glad we're taking your call first. Go right ahead, sir.
Hi, Brian. I just want, on behalf of all the Persian Americans, I want to thank you and Eric, Mr. Hood, for bringing this subject up to the, you know, American community, all this injustice that is done. And like you, I'm really ashamed and sorry that, you know, Barack Obama cannot understand what's going on in there and why he's not taking any step to help the people in Iran. You know, he says he doesn't know whether it's injustice or it's not. How could 40 million votes to be counted in 1 hour and precise number with 69% for Ahmadinejad come out? Tell me.
That's,
is that justice?
That's really amazing. Now, Farah, are you able to speak to any friends or family members in Iran these last few days?
I have been talking to my cousin in Germany, which she is talking with his, with her brother. And they are just saying, you know, heroic things happening. You know, the soldiers that are coming up, they're not really army soldiers. They're what they call besiege. Besiege is, for your information, they're something like, you know, a crossover of Hells Angels and Al-Qaeda.
Oh, really? So they're more of a thug organization.
Yeah, they're not army people. They're actually, what happened is that as soon as this unrest started, I hear that they took all the, you know, the generals of the army, they took them under house arrest so they will not be out and they will not be able to make a coup d'etat or against the regime.
Interesting.
The army is not it.
My goodness. No, I had read something to this effect, but no one had articulated it as simply as you just did. So these are essentially, it's a goon squad out on the streets.
Yes, those are the ones that they created by this so-called supreme, you know, stupid leader.
Wow.
Just to watch them. So these are the guards for the Islamic revolution.
Farah, this has been brewing for a long time. We could say since 1979. Are you hopeful that this, well, what do you think is going to happen here over these next few days, months, weeks, etc.?
Well, I heard today, tomorrow they're going to have a national day of not working at all. Everybody's going to go on.
Yes.
If we feel if the oil company goes on a strike for 2 days, they're going to bring the regime down. And these are, you know, Brian, I think these are just the people that they're tired of 3 decades of being humiliated, insulted by this regime.
Mm-hmm.
And but these are not the people, you know, they don't want to be isolated. They believe, they don't deny Holocaust. They accept Israel's right and actually, you know, as being a country. They want to be part of the structure of the whole world. They want to be another country. They want to communicate. They don't want isolation. And the whole thing is not between Mousavi or Ahmadinejad. It's just people being tired of this bullshit mullah business for 3 decades.
Farah, I appreciate your call here on KSFO. Thanks for being with us at 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Let's go to the next caller. We have Charlie in Cotati. Charlie, you're